From Order Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world, you've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, for their ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. As everybody knows at home, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, my name is Corey Black. I'm one of the managers for United Rentals here in Fort McMurray. Been a part of the community for well over 10 years now. I've had the opportunity to recently join United Rentals the last 2 years, and we're looking to make a difference.
There we go. Very cool. So tell me about United Rentals, because I know very little about it outside of you rent vehicles. So I just see the trucks. There's got to be more than just that.
Yeah, so that's actually a recent acquisition for United Rentals. We recently got into that business. Today, we are the world's largest rental equipment company. So okay. We have approximately $20 billion in fleet, North American and worldwide. And in Fort McMurray alone, we carry approximately $300 million in fleet.
So you're talking like everything from like dozers to water trucks, or like what kind of equipment are we talking about renting out?
Yeah, anything from a small socket all the way up to a shovel that would be probably a small entry-level shovel. Okay. Anything in between, we rent.
Wild. Holy. And how did you get into this kind of business?
Yeah, just happenstance. I met the right individuals. My current boss is a friend and a mentor, and happened to run into him at the right time. And having him in my corner to try and push the boundaries of what we have done, we're starting to change things, not only here in Fort McMurray, but at a bigger scope, which I'm hoping to do based on some of the things we're looking at doing here in the near future.
Cool. So like when you say change things, what are you trying to change? What's the impact that you're trying to leave?
Community involvement in the sense of being able to leave an impact. So what we're big on here locally is ensuring that there's opportunity for everybody to be involved, and with our partners, being able to make a real legacy that's different than what would have been left previously. Mm-hmm. I think with the gaps in funding that we're seeing from some of our big partners in town here, we're seeing a need for other folks to step in, and I think United Rentals is going to answer the bell.
Very cool. Now, as far as I'm assuming locals listening to this may be a non-for-profit or a sports team, what are their criteria that you're looking for involvement?
Yeah, great question. So it depends. Every situation is different, and we don't have funds unlimitedly.
Yeah, right. you're not the big oil and gas companies. Like,
but we want to get involved with things that match what's important to us. So our goal is to be involved locally at grassroots. Mm-hmm. We also want to help be able to build. So that's what's really important to United Rentals. We talk about being a great partner. That's what's at the top of our strategic vision, mm-hmm. is being a great partner. And we believe in that right at the grassroots level. So for me, when I think about that, it's how are we involved with kids?
Okay.
How are we involved with the hospital? How are we involved in trades? How are we involved in opportunities that not only get our community involved, but get our people and find a way to coexist them in a way that grows everyone.
Mm, very cool. Very cool. Now, you said you've been here for 10 years?
Yeah.
Where did you come from originally?
A small town in Ontario called Port Hope.
Okay, and how did you hear about Fort McMurray?
Happenstance. Like, yeah, just
you're all happenstance. I love it. That's like myself as well. Just like right place, right time.
Yeah, it ended up here. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And now listen, I've had some time away from here in that. Developing different skill sets, understanding different markets, but it's always brought me back home.
Cool. So what was the first, like, how did you hear about us initially in regards to, was it online? Did a buddy give you a call? Like, you're sitting small town Ontario. How did Fort McMurray, middle of nowhere, top of the world hit your radar?
Yeah, so I had $10 in my pocket, and I ended up getting a ticket out west. And I remember my employer at the time, another good friend, said to me, "You need to leave. There's too much potential. There's not enough work here." So he gave me a plane ticket, and I ended up in Brooks, Alberta to start.
Okay.
And I was just applying randomly to jobs, and I ended up working for an organization in Fort McMurray that called me, and I raised my way up through that industry, and it switched me over at now to being at a leader in United Rentals.
So why Brooks? I think it's wild enough that people like move to Fort McMurray, like, but there's oil, there's gas, there's that industry there. I know a little bit about Brooks as far as the meatpacking plant is concerned, but in regards to like somewhere that you have $10 in your pocket and you're like, "Hey, I'm gonna make it a go," why Brooks, Alberta?
Great question. I just ended up there. It was just you know, I had a job opportunity there. I landed there for about 2 weeks, and then I got a call to come to Fort McMurray, and I was gone as fast as I could get there.
Yeah, no doubt. Like, no shade on Brooks. Like, it's a nice enough place. It's just like, that's, it's a small, random place to like start off in Alberta, that's all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wild. So what are the differences you're seeing between where you grew up in Ontario to this part of the world?
Yeah, interesting question. You know, the community feel here is very different. So where I grew up, I mean, it was a long time ago now, but it was very much separated. I felt segmented, and part of that might have been in my family environment. However, I feel in this community, everyone knows each other. It's very close-knit. There's the opportunity to find and grow your network fairly easily, whereas I found in small-town Ontario wasn't that way.
Yeah. No, that's true. Like, the sense of community here is wild. It's something that we talk about all the time, hence the Max City Morning Show. So many people come on and like talk about what they're doing in the community. So you've been here for 10 years, off and on, but you're staying here. Obviously, you've outlined a bunch of things that like you like about the community. What keeps you busy in the community?
Yeah, so right now the hospital's keeping me busy. So the Northern Lights Health Foundation's keeping me busy.
Okay.
So we are collectively working at United Rentals on being able to make a significant impact for the Festival of Trees. So we're looking at different options that involve not only United Rentals, not only the Northern Lights Health Foundation, but how can we involve the community to get them involved? And most importantly, how can we involve people that need help? So how can we entangle those four groups of people so that it leaves an impact? And that's currently what we're discussing in United Rentals.
Cool. So with the Northern Lights Health Foundation, who's the current executive director or the person who's in charge of it? I don't know the job title.
Vanessa McNevin.
Okay, nice. Because I know it was Cindy before. And so, okay, Vanessa's taken it over.
Yep.
And so I haven't heard a lot about the upcoming Festival of Trees yet. Since you're working with them, like, is there anything that is coming up that they're planning? Any exciting things that
you know
about that I do?
Yeah, I can't give away their secrets.
Yeah,
you know, I think they are planning something this year that's going to be different, because let's call it what it is. It's an expensive event to go to that, right? It's a, the ticket prices are not cheap.
Yeah.
So the average individual has a hard time going to that. So it needs to be worth it. It needs to be a memorable event. So that's where we're trying to come in to try and help with that. And we want to make it so that the folks that leave there really are, they're left with something. Because that's, when I think about an event, when I think about having people together, it's what is the impression that's left.
Yeah.
I sat down today with another individual, and the conversation that we talked about was, as an organization, for me, that symbol on the board is not important. It's, you should know when we leave that we were there. And I think that the impression and how that culture fits into what we do is super important. So that's kind of what we're hoping to leave from the Festival of Trees.
Yeah. Well, it's a memorable event. I've been a few times, and like a few of my buddies, I've never purchased one myself, have the paddles. So a few years ago, like, I won't say his name, was just like, "Look at this guy." It was just like, "Yo, you want to put in the air and bid on a tree?" I was like, 100% I want to. And then they like pointed like, "Yeah," and it was a decent amount of money. I'm like, "Oh crap, you better take this away from me. I feel uncomfortable." So it's a thing. You got your questions ready?
No.
Okay. You just wanted to like leave it on a burn?
Yeah,
that's why I kept talking. I just kept going.
Yeah. It's like, this one might not be appropriate for for our viewing audience. So.
Yeah. So in regards to the Festival of Trees, like, there's a few different events. You've got the Festival of Trees, the Ugly Christmas Sweater Party, the Daddy Daughter Dance, And then, I don't know, there might be something else transpiring. So which one of those events are you guys really focusing in on? Or is it the over, like, lapping event in itself are you guys getting involved in?
So the event that you missed was the Super Mom Hero Son Dance.
Oh, I don't even know that.
Yeah,
sweet.
So that's new for this year, and we are the title sponsor for that.
Nice.
But that's not what, I mean, listen, we're excited to be a partner.
Patton is going
to
love that.
Yeah, I'm saying. That's why I got excited. I was like, man, I got to sign my wife and get up for that.
Reach out to us after we get tickets.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, we'd love to get you tickets. That's not the most important to us. We did that because it matches with our values. So when I talk about kids and we talk about diversity in our workforce, you know, when we have an opportunity to not only take care of moms, but we can take care of kids too, I mean, that was a no-brainer for us.
Yeah.
But what we're most excited about is the night of the gala. Because as most gala goers know, that night can generally generate a lot of buzz around one tree, right? Like, all the trees are really important, but one tree is really important.
Yeah.
And we are really striving to ensure that we are that tree this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we you know, it's our goal to raise substantial dollars so that we can help the foundation with their goal. They have big, lofty goals, and we want to help them get to where they want to go. And we think that this will be the start of that.
Very cool. Well, listen, man, Tanner tapped his phone. That means he's ready for his segment, the Max City Minute. We haven't done this in a while, so Tanner, this is brought to you by Carrie from Patchouli Rose, by the way. Carrie, we'll get your ad in at the end. I'm excited to hear your five questions, bro. Hit them with the Max City Minute.
All right, question number one. What was your favorite toy to play with when you were a child?
Batman.
Nice. What Batman?
Yeah, probably the original Batman.
Yeah. Question number two. If you could ask any movie character one question, who would you pick and what would you ask?
Oh, probably Keanu Reeves in The Matrix, and just ask him, like, how that was.
Question number three. What is one thing United Rentals rents that people wouldn't expect they rent?
Radios.
Radios. Question number four. What is the biggest way Fort McMurray has helped you?
Family.
And your final question. What is one thing you still do to feel like a child?
Oh, there's lots, but I tell you, there's no other joy than picking up my son. It brings me right back to where I was when I was this age.
And that was your five questions.
Nice. Okay, we're jumping back to the first one because I'm a big Batman fan. So
that's why I followed up for you.
Yeah, thank you, because you went Adam West.
Yeah.
So you had the Adam West toy.
Yeah.
So the original DC, like that DC universe.
Yeah, purple hood on the top. Oh, yeah. Okay. Original. The old Batmobile with the T-top. I don't know what car it was off the top of my head.
The blue, and you hit the button, and then the thing grabbed him at the back, and the other one hit the Ford component out. The bumper came out.
Yeah.
No, I still have it.
Yeah?
I still have it. My son plays with it, and, like, I used to play with it. Like, play with it. So it's got some wear and tear on it, but it's, like, still in great condition. Every once in a while, I see my kid play with it, and he's being a little bit too rough. I'm like, I can't tell him no, but I'm just like, man, maybe you should, like, not slam that into the wall like that.
So what do you think the best Batmobile is, then?
Thank you.
Oh, great question. Probably Michael Keating's.
Yeah,
Michael Keating's.
That big long one.
Yeah, listen, the Rumbler's close too, though. That thing's cool, but.
Yep.
What do you think?
Oh, man. I have them. Like, I have the old one, like you're talking about, and then I have the Michael Keaton one, and it had, like, a cocoon, like a black plastic that went over. Oh, yeah,
That's the original, yeah.
But the toy is more blue than that one.
Yeah.
The one that I have. But the Rumbler, man. I bought that for my son.
Yeah.
Playability on that thing is nuts. But my favorite one as a toy, not because of anything else other from, like, the cool accessor thing it does, is there's one Batmobile that you press and it lights up blue.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Which Batman? Was it Clooney or was it Val Kilmer's Batman? I don't know. That's my answer. That blue one. I don't know what movie it came from. So what got you into Batman out of all superheroes, though?
Yeah, great question. I would think that it was my mother. I grew up with a single mom, and, you know, that toy was probably one of the only toys I had as a kid. So now, of course, I do the opposite of my son. He's got every toy there absolutely is, right? I think there is no equal medium. You just go one polar or the other. Like, there's no difference. So I think that's what really got me into it. That was the first thing I really attached to as a male figure, I think. And I probably, if I was to look at the psychology of it, that would be why.
Yeah.
Right? That was a male figure. That's why I chased him.
That's really cool. Yeah, and that's a series that has like literally stood the test of time. I know when I was a kid trying to figure out who my like favorite DC comic book character was, Batman was like an easy pick. Superman, man, that guy was invincible. I was just like, it's not believable.
Yeah, that's right.
But like Batman, he was like, he had all, like, he was cool.
That one was more believable. Yeah. Hey? Batman. That's why you like more believable.
Oh yeah, well I'm just like, well,
Superman's not believable.
Yeah, not believable. Like nothing can hurt Superman.
Kryptonite,
right?
Can.
Well, you had kryptonite, but like any foe he came up against was just like, well, he's obviously going to win.
Unless they have kryptonite.
Yeah, they put in kryptonite, but that was an afterthought.
Listen, it's the illusion that anybody can beat Batman. I think that's why.
Yeah, there we go. I'll take that one.
I don't know. I had realistic standards as a child. I knew I would never have that kind of money.
Yeah.
So. Fair enough.
Yeah, that's, he's a rich dude.
Yeah.
That's rich white people things.
Not it.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's hilarious. So, as a dad now, you said something that's really cool. I'm lucky enough to, I get to drop my kid off in the morning to school, and I get to pick him up at the end of school. And like, it's literally the best two times of the day for me.
Mm-hmm.
So what stands out with you when you're picking up your son at the end of the day?
Yeah, listen, I think that original hug when you see it, your son or your daughter come through, it's healing. And I think that you understand in life that there's a lot of things that weigh pressure on you. But when you get a hug from your child, it makes me speechless thinking about it, because it's freedom, right? All of those worries, those anxieties, those stresses go away for that split second. And, you know, we talk about how children look up to us so much. I think that it's almost the other way around. And certainly with my son, I feel that way.
Yeah. That's cool, man. You like being a dad.
Oh, yeah.
Me
yeah.
too. It's the best.
Yeah, it is the best. Yeah. Yeah, it's the best.
What do you guys do, like, for fun? When you're just like hanging out.
Well, he's shifting, right? That's the magic about kids. They're always shifting. He's 4.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so he's shifting. You know, the kids get into video games already. He's got some older brothers, and he's shifting from Ninja Turtles to video games. So I'm like trying to keep that alive, that he still wants to do this, but he still loves the sword fight. And I think his favorite thing, if you were to ask him, would say he likes to fight Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he likes to fight.
Yeah. It's a weird thing with boys and their dads. Like, that physical aspect, like, that's all Keegan wanted to do when he was a kid.
Oh, really?
And, like, now he's 9. And so he's getting stronger. And he, like, hit me a few days ago. And I was just like, oh. Or, like, he jumped on my back and he's just like, let's roll. And I was like, man, you're getting big.
Yeah.
But there is that physical aspect. And I'm soft, just so everybody knows on TV. I don't want to fight. But, like, he's, like, dad said on, Dad, I'm taking you out.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's going for the throne big time. Yeah, so as far as video games are concerned, I put him on old school video games because I didn't want to invest, because I have a problem with video games in the new systems. So I hit him up with the Super Nintendo and then Nintendo 64.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we set up a old school big screen TV in the garage, put him in there, and that's what we'll play.
Yep.
But man, he went hard with those video games.
Really?
So it's interesting to see your son transitioning to that as well.
Well, it's funny because having the opportunity to see a couple of other kids grow up, I when I look at how adept he is, and listen, older brothers are always going to help with that. That is what it is. But when I watch how his hand-eye coordination is, it's ironic that how he swings in baseball and golf and his hand-eye coordination in video games, there's a direct correlation between those three, because it is almost uncanny to watch that transition happen. So yeah, I'm fortunate to be a dad, and I'm fortunate to have Linky as my son, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure,
that's, man, really cool. Well, yeah, hopefully when he gets old enough, he'll see this podcast and see that shout out.
Yeah,
the video games are wild now, especially when I was growing up, parents would always say, oh, don't play video games, it's a waste of your time, this, that, and the other. But now where the video games are, fair enough, they can suck you in.
Like, oh yeah,
that's why I had to stop playing video games years ago. They're too addictive. That being said, you can't argue with like the benefits of playing them and the opportunities now with esports. Yeah. Like, you can make a living out of playing video games.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I think it's got to be a counterbalance. So what I mean by that is we've got different stresses today than we did before, and I think kids feel it more than ever. I mean, they're stuck in comparison 99% of the time now, and I think they need a disconnect. So I don't want to use it as a crutch, but I think it's okay to have different avenues to try and release that.
Yeah.
And as long as it's monitored and managed correctly.
There we go. Awesome, my dude. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his phone, or his watch, so that means we're out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I just want to thank my employees for everything they do, and the United Rentals team, because without them, we wouldn't be anything.
There we go. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. I hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.